About 200 delegates attended the Independence Party's first major gathering since the group broke away from the National Reform Party headed by Ross Perot. The delegates' brand of cantankerous, enthusiastic citizenship was on full display at the state convention, and they warmly welcomed the person who led them out of the National Party, Governor Jesse Ventura. For his part, Ventura appeared relaxed and upbeat as he delivered a wide-ranging speech rallying party members for the fall campaign. He reassured members they did the right thing in focusing on state rather than national politics and said the eyes of the country will be on them this fall.
They are looking at Minnesota to see what a third party movement is about. And we have some drastic decisions to make this year, some very critical decisions to make this year. But I think we made the right ones. The right ones being, let's look out for our own backyard.
While state legislative candidates appeared at the convention, the party's main attention was on endorsing a candidate for U.S. Senate. But Ventura backed off his earlier support for Jim Gibson, saying that in light of other candidates emerging, he'll wait until after the primary to get behind whoever wins.
My plan is very simple right now. I want the party to run its course to a primary. As many people who want to be part and want to run, let them go out and run. I'm not going to interfere.
Ventura says he's happy the Independence Party will hold a September primary, saying the number of candidates seeking to get involved is a sign of the party's growth and inclusivity. In addition to Gibson, environmental activist Leslie Davis sought the party's endorsement. He appeared to touch a chord with the audience as he described his crusades against polluters and government officials. In his speech, Davis also tried to mend fences with Ventura, whom he's targeted with lawsuits and recall petitions in the past.
And I know I'm coming into a party where I've had some disputes and disagreements with some of the leadership or the heads of the party, but those wounds have been healed. And you know, a lot of times if you break a bone or you break a relationship and you fix that up, it heals stronger than it was before.
And finally, former party vice chair Buford Johnson says he'll run in the primary, although he did not seek the party's endorsement. Jim Gibson, who worked closely with party members during his campaign over the past year, won the endorsement on the first ballot with 141 votes. Davis received 35 votes and Johnson 18. Gibson says he'll campaign on solving long-term issues such as paying off the national debt and privatizing Social Security. So far, he's raised $20,000 and invested $100,000 of his own. Gibson says he's running on a much smaller budget than Graham's or several DFL candidates, but says he thinks the big budget campaigns could result in a public backlash.
You know, it isn't just about money. Sometimes it's about the issues, and it's about whether the candidate can connect with the voters. And I just trust the process. I know we're not going to have the money of the other candidates. But on the other hand, I don't believe that people can see how campaigns are being fought.
Heading into the primary campaign, Gibson says he'll continue traveling the state and speaking to voters. Johnson and Davis also plan to beef up their campaign organizations. But Independence Party Chair Rick McLuhan says the field of contestants in this year's Senate race may still be incomplete.
Here comes Davis and Johnson, and there may actually even be some more people that would come in by the time filings would close. So I think that primary is very open. It's very fluid. What Jim Gibson has is he essentially has the support of the party. He's our endorsed candidate, and that's where the party support goes. As you know, the disadvantage to that, I guess, is the fact that we don't have a very wealthy party.
And the biggest disadvantage to Gibson may be that the party's biggest name is sitting on the sidelines until after the primary. Much of the Independence Party's future will be riding on the candidate who emerges from the September primary. That candidate must receive at least 5% of the vote in November, or the party will lose its major party status, and with it, the public campaign funding that brought it this far. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.